Though most of the indicators the province uses to monitor COVID-19 in Ontario show a downward trend, the number of outbreaks in high-risk settings is up this week with an increase to 61 compared to 42 outbreaks last week. The increased outbreaks are in congregate care and congregate living settings, excluding shelters and correctional facilities. For the eighth week in a row, test-confirmed COVID cases have declined in Ontario. There were 4,350 new cases confirmed for the week ending June 21, compared to 5,050 cases confirmed last week. There were 62,355 tests processed this week, resulting in a 6.8% positivity rate. During the week of June 12 to 18, there were between 12 and 30 new hospitalizations per day. There are 486 people hospitalized with COVID-19, including 96 patients in intensive care units because of COVID and 42 COVID patients on a ventilator. In the latest update, published this week, there were 8 deaths added to the total number of fatal cases in Ontario. During the week of June 5 to 11, there were between 2 and 7 deaths per day. There were between 3 and 12 deaths per day for the week of May 29 to June 5. Since the pandemic was declared in March 2020, Ontario has confirmed 1,319,977 cases of COVID-19, with 1,299,308 recoveries and 13,378 people have died. Of the 48 new cases assessed in the Algoma Public Health Catchment Area over the past week, 15 are still active, no one died and 33 have been resolved. 16 people in hospital have tested positive for COVID-19 and one is in the intensive care unit. Public Health Sudbury reports that, as of June 22, there were 23 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 in its region, with 8 active, 15 resolved and one person who died of COVID-19-related causes.